Later on this week, I know we've got coverage in Moravia, and also the Lady D's coming up, so lots of coverage will be bringing you all week long. Later on tonight, you get the Cyclone basketball, men's Cyclone basketball game. Tomorrow, the Super Bowl coverage, so you can't get any better than KIC Thunder Country 96.7, bringing you all the sports action you'd want to have. Blue Demons have the ball at the 7-minute mark now. Matt Baker brings it up, gets it to Tanner Wynn. He drives over, finds Zach Hugan in the near side, finds Matt Baker, who spots up for a long three. Looking good, just rims in and out. No good on the shot, but a good-looking shot there. 18-14 is our score. Albia has the four-point lead. Knoxville gets the ball, checks it up. Garrett Davis is the point guard, brings it up for the Panthers. Gets it over the far side. Nice little layup by number 11, Bryce Zook. Little junior gets the bucket, so brings 18-16 is our score. Baker brings the ball up, checks the offense, gets it inside to Tanner Kellogg on the low block, who finds Zach Hugan cutting across the top. Nice drive to the hoop. No good, but Tanner Kellogg with the rebound. Another rebound, put up another rebound. Three rebounds and a bucket for Tanner Kellogg, doing an outstanding job of controlling the boards. Can't say enough about the effort he's given in the last four games for the Blue Demons. Knoxville brings the ball up. Works it around the offense. Good defensive pressure by the Blue Demons. Makes them so they can't get it inside there. Panthers check it in. Joe Stearns has the ball outside there. Big number 50. Can't see anything going on. Tries to get her in. Tanner Kellogg gets a nice little move. Comes in with the left-handed layup. Joe Stearns came in as a reserve. Came in and got the bucket for the Panthers. So score is 20-18. 5:40 left in the second quarter. Zach Hugan cuts. A little errant pass there, tries to get the ball, but can't control it. Kicks it over to a turnover to the Panthers. Immediately come down, shoot a little jumper, but nothing doing on the rebound. Tanner Kellogg tries to get it, chases it down, can't quite get his hands on it. Joe Stearns also in pursuit. Entering for the Panthers and for Joe Stearns is their starting center, Chase Higginbotham. As the Panthers will set to get the ball going, I'm proudly assisted here by John Flattery. Giving him the headset, folks, but don't worry, the microphone is off. The microphone is off. He can talk all he wants. You're not going to hear him. We've had that problem in football earlier this year. Panthers get the ball, start to see what's going on. Albie comes out in a 2-3 zone. Trying to apply pressure, keep the ball on the outside. Ball comes near side to Garrett Davis. Finds a wide open shot in the corner. Nothing doing but a rebound by the Panthers, by Higginbotham, who just came back in. Puts it back up, so ties the score now 20-20. Baker brings it up, gets it to Zach Hugan on the near side. Nice screen by Tanner Kellogg, who rolls. Zach tries to get it to him, but nothing there. Kicks it back out to Tanner Wynn. Wynn swings it over to Baker, who gets it back over to Wynn on the near side. Wynn tries to get something going on there. Tanner Kellogg pops out from his post, hits the three. Hits the three with 4:37. Nice shot by Tanner Kellogg. Get the three-point lead back for the Blue Demons. He has got 10 points real quick. We have a timeout by the Blue Demons, and we will take a short timeout as well. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball on KIC Thunder Country 96.7.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Fargo today playing Knoxville Panthers. Special day for the Blue Demons and Lady D's. Chance to come up and play at Wells Fargo Arena on a regularly scheduled game. Got a nice crowd for Albia over here. And tight ball game here. Albia has a three-point lead, 23-20, but Knoxville has the ball. Works the ball around, tries to get a good look. Nothing there. The good little man pressure here, coming out with the full court press as well, but come back with a man-to-man defense. They start out in the zone. Knoxville pounds the ball inside. Luke Sarver tries to block that, or tries to go straight up, and unfortunately officials thought it was a little too much contact there on the center for Panthers, Chase Higginbotham. He will go to the line shooting two. Ryan Sarver set to check in as well. Higginbotham again with the pair of free throws coming. First one comes in, and it's good. So Ryan Sarver will check in for his twin brother, Luke. Higginbotham again will get a chance to shoot a second bucket or second free throw. They find themselves trailing by two. Makes the second one, so now trailing by one. The score 23-22, 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Matt Baker brings the ball up. Gets it to Zach Hugan on the near side. Little screen by Ryan Sarver. Zach comes off, goes right to the hoop, attacks the rim, and gets 2 points. So nice little play there by the Blue Demons to try to drive an attack to the rim. Really doing, seeing a nice job out of them the last few weeks, getting that, trying to be aggressive towards that hoop. I think that plays well to their game and their style of play for all the players out here. Again, the Blue Demons in a man defense, really trying to pressure the ball tight to get help side if they need it. Bryce Zut has the ball on the far side, brings it around to Luke Smith, who tries to look inside, nothing inside there. Gets it back over to Zut. Pops up a shot, but there's Tanner Kellogg, who is going to have just a great four-game stretch here of getting controlling the boards, gets the rebound out quickly as Matt Baker to the hoop. Tries to go up there, nothing there, and so has to kick it out. And a little turnover, gets it back to Bryce Zut with the ball for the Panthers. Gets the ball over onto the far side to Luke Smith. He drives in. Just a little too much contact on the drive there, but Luke Smith, trying to initiate contact and does... Megan Black did a nice job this year. Good trying to get in there, but just was eliminated. Got lots of wrestling activity here today. I mean, just bringing in great coverage here for all of Southern Iowa, not just the Blue Demons themselves, but all of Southern Iowa, bringing that great coverage both from the Eddyville sectionals and the Blue Demons sectionals in Albia. Albia was able to advance 7 wrestlers. Congratulations, all 7 of them. That was Shadow Leshen, Bryce Leshen, Brett Leshen, Griffin Osing. It gets in a pin, if I heard that correctly, to advance. Caleb White had just an exciting match to get through. And Zach Davis, a great semifinal match to get the pin at the waning seconds as the towel was being tapped and they gets the pin. So good job for him. And Dalton Folkers comes back in a wrestle back and wins that match. Blake Lawless did a great job today. Had a great season, just not able to get it through. But boy, what a great match and a good season for him. We've got a little timeout here. Albia has a 25-24 lead, 2:45 left in the second quarter. Again, bringing you basketball here at Wells Fargo in Des Moines. We will take a short timeout as well. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country 96.7.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, you're listening to Blue Demon Basketball now in the afternoon edition of the men's contest here up at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Albia Blue Demons taking on the Knoxville Panthers again at Wells Fargo Arena. Great venue for both teams to get some exposure up here. Blue Demons have the ball and the lead. 25-24 is our score here. Ball's worked over to Tanner Kellogg on the far side. 3-point goes up and rims out. Controlled a rebound by the Panthers. Knoxville Panthers bring the ball up. They try to get into Higginbotham inside, but Matt Baker with quick hands knocks it loose, but Higginbotham able to regain possession of it. Chase Higginbotham with the bucket takes the lead for Knoxville 26-25. Game's been tight all along. Knoxville's had a couple leads so far this game, but for the most part, Albie's controlled it, but not by very many. Matt Baker drives in close, gets in there, puts up a shot, doesn't get it to go. Tries to fight back and follow his shot for the rebound, and it's just tipped loose and out on Matt Baker, so it's the Panthers basketball on the possession. Albie's coming out in a full court press, trying to see if they can make the Panthers work to get that ball across half court. Panthers seem to be real patient to work that, and they're going to get a turnover off that press. Good job for the Blue Demons. press there, put a pressure put on by both Ryan Sarver and Matt Baker. Matt tries to swing the pass over, and it gets stolen by the Panthers, so they will immediately bring it up, and they look to attack the rim as well. But there's Mason Cox. He gets the steal. Nice job. He's trying to go the whole distance, but then sees a Matt Baker open the corner. Jump shot, and good for a three-pointer. Great job out of Mason Cox. Had the pressure come over. Had a wraparound pass to see Matt Baker in the corner and got that three-point bucket. So Albie will have a 28-26 lead. Got a whistle out on the play here. Officials coming over here. I think we've got a foul on Higginbotham up at half court. Little extra pushing at half court there against Tanner Kellogg, trying to break the press. So it was away from the ball, but with a minute 27, the Blue Demons will get the ball back, 28-26. They have a two-point lead at this point in the game. Zach Hugan gets it, finds Matt Baker in the far corner again. He takes 1 second to look at it, then swings it back up to Zach Hugan. Gives Matt Baker a chance back at the baseline again to shoot it. Nice little shot, but in and out. It did everything but drop through that rim. Good shot there, good ball movement, trying to work up an open shot. Panthers will bring the ball up now, not able to get the press on the missed shot. Ryan Sarver is on the point. There's Zach Hugan to get it inside to one of the power post players, Ryan Douglas. He's able to work and swim and deal and gets the bucket for the Panthers. Ties the game up 28-28. We're under a minute left in the first half. Baker gets it and swings it over to Hugan, who immediately swings it back on a cut across to Matt Baker. Finds Mason Cox at the top. Zach Hugan gets it inside, and Matt was able to draw the foul. I believe that was going to be on number 44, Ryan Douglas. So nice ball movement. White initiates a little contact, try to get the foul drawn on the Panthers. Tanner Kellogg will be set to check it in on the baseline. Gets the offense or the play in set. Double screen coming out from Matt Baker. Tanner Kellogg can't get it to him, so gets it up to Zach Hugan as the second option. He gets it back to Matt Baker so he can set the offense. Sees Tanner Kellogg at the elbow and hits the shot for two. Nice little play there for the Blue Demons. 30-28 is our score with under 30 seconds left in the first half. Again, the game being played in Albion Knoxville being played at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Great opportunity for these both teams here to get out there and go. Shot goes up. Tanner Kellogg able to control the rebound. Official thought, though, he moved his pivot foot as he's trying to get the outlet. Had an opportunity for a break, and Tanner Kellogg was trying to get the ball up court, but unfortunately not able to get anything going there. Turnover on the travel for Tanner Kellogg. Just under 16 seconds. Knoxville will have the ball at underneath their own basket. Again, they trail Albia 30-28, two-point lead. Ball comes in immediately. Shot goes up, in and out. Can't control the rebound by Tanner Kellogg. Ryan Sarver gets knocked to the ground as he's trying to get it. Panthers able to get the ball back, trying to get it around under 5 seconds. Ball worked up top. Goes in, nothing doing there. Panthers get it. A little flurry of activity there. Unfortunately, not able to get it to drop at all. So we will go now. Go here in a halftime. Albia has the slightest of leads, 30-28. Wells Fargo Arena's the venue. We'll be right back after some short timeout. Get a message from our sponsors. You're listening to KISC Thunder Country 96.7.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top-load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. At Homestead, we have created an environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life. Our warm and caring staff provides assistance and comfort while helping with activities of daily living. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. At Homestead, we provide for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're
member owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
And a good afternoon. It's 5:33 here on Thunder Country KIIC. 18 degrees outside. We'll get a complete look at that weather forecast just a little bit later on. As you know, it's been a full sports day here on Thunder Country KIIC. And Joe Millage had a chance to catch up with a Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont head wrestling coach. Let's go to that interview right now.
Class 1A sectional wrestling. I've got Brett Little. Hey, first year coach down here. You've done outstanding.
We've got some good kids. The kids are doing the work. We've been around, I don't know, the fourth year I've been in the program. We've all been a part of it.
Right.
It wasn't me. It wasn't Coach Connell. The kids are doing it. We've had a good coaching staff for 5 or 6 years. We've put it together. We've built to this point. And we're just reaping the benefits now.
Well, this is really where the rubber meets the road. We start today. This is the road to state. So your team has done well today, though.
Yeah. This time of year, it comes down to who wants it more.
Yeah.
I mean, it's simple.
And, Coach, I saw you talking with Megan Black before her wrestleback match coming up. What were some of the things you were telling her?
Focus on the things we can control. Our shots, our positions, things that we want to do, not to worry about what he's going to do. If we dictate what we want to do, we will win that match. And I told her that this isn't where we want our season to end. This isn't where she wants her career to end. I'm very confident that we'll take care of business.
You've got, so far, advanced 8 wrestlers with 2 wrestlebacks. Really a great position to be in for next week at Pleasantville.
14 would have been better.
That's a good coach of the year nominee, as I understand.
Yes. Won the South Central District Coach of the Year the other day. Coach Winger from Albia won it for 2A, and Coach Ewing at Ankeny won it for 3A. So we'll be represented very well at the state tournament by our area.
Well, we'll be there with you. Coach, thanks for talking with us on the air on KIIC, and good luck the rest of the season. We'll be talking to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Brett Little, we're going to send it back to Albia.
And thank you, Joe, for that report. Unfortunately, Megan Black was defeated in her match on 113, and her season has come to an end. With some great wrestling today out of all of our wrestlers, congratulations to all that have advanced, and for those who didn't, congratulations as well. Let's take a quick look at your weather forecast here during this break, and we'll join Dan Stocker at Wells Fargo Arena for the second half of the boys' basketball game here in just a few minutes. For tonight, snow is likely, mainly before midnight, with mostly cloudy skies, low temperatures near 17 degrees. Wind chill values will be near 5 degrees today. Total nighttime snow accumulation of less than 1 inch of snow is possible. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday, a high temperature near 28 with wind chill values near 5. Partly cloudy skies on Sunday night with a low temperature near 21. On Monday, partly sunny, a high temperature near 27. Mostly cloudy skies, a low near 14 on Monday night. And then looking ahead on Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high temperature near 35. Don't forget, you can catch all the Super Bowl action here on Thunder Country KIIC tomorrow on this Super Bowl, or on Super Sunday. And that action will begin around 2 p.m. And we'll bring you that whole game here on Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC. We'll be back to live basketball action from Wells Fargo Arena with Dan Stocker after a few messages from our sponsors.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
You may think that for quality surgery, you need big. Big hospital, big city. But Monroe County Hospital and Clinics invites you to think differently. Think close to home with excellent care. Our surgical team has been awarded 95% patient satisfaction 5 years running. And our general surgeon, Dr. Neil Sokol, gives you award-winning surgery with no travel required. So rethink the big. Think Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the cat and Bowser your bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
18 degrees on Thunder Country, KIIC, 5:39 p.m. as Super Saturday continues. Let's join Dan Stocker at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Dan?
Thank you, Scotty. Scotty Fry back on the board. One busy man today starting at noon with wrestling coverage, going to two different locations and trying to cover simultaneous matches. Doing an outstanding job. We started up here at 3 o'clock with the girls' game at Wells Fargo Arena. Albia Lady D's and Blue Demons taking on the Knoxville Panthers on a boy-girl tilt here, and then followed by the Iowa Energy game later on here tonight. But stay tuned on KIIC Thunder Country. Not only we've got the wrestling, we've got high school basketball, bring you college basketball tonight, and, of course, the Super Bowl tomorrow. We are at halftime just about getting ready for the second half. Albia has a 30-28 lead. The first half, Albia was paced by Tanner Kellogg with 13 points. Matt Baker had 9. Zach Hugan, 4, Austin Luce, and Luke Sarver each had a bucket, so for 2 points. For Knoxville, Jacob Motes had 2, our senior guard, Bryce Zut had 5 points, and then Garrett Davis and Chase Higginbotham each had 6. Ryan Douglas came off the bench to bring 4 points for the Panthers, and Joe Stearns and Luke Smith in there with a couple points as well. So again, that's our score, 28-30. Albia has the 2-point lead. During that first half, Albia was actually out-rebounded, which usually is not a very good sign. 9 boards for Albia, 14 for Knoxville. So when you're looking at that kind of stat, that's really good that the Blue Demons are staying in it. What helped is that Knoxville had 9 turnovers to Albia's 7, so 2 more turnovers, which helped Albia to get that ball back and get some quick buckets there. So we're now second half underway. Again, 30-28. Wells Fargo Arena is the venue. Albia Blue Demons taking on the Knoxville Panthers. Knoxville starts with the possession, but immediately turns the ball over. So the Blue Demons will set to check it in. Zach Hugan gets it in to Matt Baker. Baker brings it up. Knoxville is going into 2-3 zone, trying to pack it in a little bit with some quick recovery on the outside shooting presence from all of the Blue Demons. Working the ball around, gets to Tanner Kellogg on the baseline, who drives baseline, goes in, but blocked right away there by Ryan Douglas, who's starting the second half. Nice block there. Good move by Tanner Kellogg, but a good block by Douglas. Shot goes up, tipped around. Zach Hugan's able to come out with it, immediately pushes the action, gets in there, goes in for a nice little left hand, initiates the contact, gets fouled on the way into the hoop. So he'll get a pair of free throws to start the half for the Blue Demons here. Again, Zach Hugan, that was foul number on 24, Garrett Davis, the junior for Knoxville. Zach Hugan did a nice job, a nice little tip from Tanner Kellogg on that rebound, gets it out to Hugan, and he immediately pushes the action. If he's got the layup, he's going to try to take it. If not, he'll see if we can set up the offense. First free throw comes just a little short. Again, we're in Wells Fargo Arena. It's a bigger area. It kind of takes away the depth perception just a little bit. It's a great opportunity for the young folks to get up here and to see what it's like to play up here. Obviously got goals and aspirations of being here for a state tournament. So Zach Hugan adjusts and corrects himself. Second one is good. So 31-28 is our score here. Press coming on by the Blue Demons. Again, they tried that a few times in the first half, but Knoxville's able to break it this time. Gets the ball up. They can start to set their offense. Tanner Wynn comes out. Coming on a man-to-man here. Gets to the near side. Zach Hugan looks to double with Austin Luce, but kicks right back out to number five for Knoxville. And there's Tanner Kellogg with the board. Number five is Nolan Wallace. Puts up a shot. Tanner Kellogg gets the board right off the rim. Gets the ball up court quick to Tanner Wynn. Finds Luce on the baseline. He tries to drive. Kicks it right up to the top of the key for Matt Baker for 3 points. Great little penetration and a kick out for Matt. Got himself set. Nice little three-pointer. Really a something they've tried to do a lot more of here of late. Steal on the press. Zach Hugan gets it, goes up, and gets it called for a foul. Is number 44, Ryan Douglas. Zach Hugan goes up. Nice little block, but I think just a little too much body came in there as well. But it was a good little block on the ball, but just a little too much body on there. So Zach Hugan will get a chance for another pair of free throws. Again, that was all caused by the pressure that they had. The Blue Demons had Matt Baker and Tanner Wynn here at half court. Able to knock the ball loose. Tanner Wynn, or Zach Hugan able to pick that up and get in there. Same as the last time, misses the first one. Has two free throws, so we'll see if we can't get the second one here. We'll be a 500 free throw shooter for a little while here. 34-28 is our score here. The Blue Demons on top by six. Zach Hugan with the second free throw. Hits the back of the iron, no good. Rebound controlled by 25, Chase Higginbotham for the Panthers. Panthers bring it up, immediately get it to Garrett Davis, who sets the offense. Work it over to the far side. Nolan Wallace looks inside. Nothing there, so he kicks it back up top to the point. Swing it over to the wing. Gets it inside the post and then back out to Wallace. He puts up a three-pointer, no good, and there's Tanner Kellogg with the board. Gets to Matt Baker, looks upfield as quick as he can, sees loose, and then he gets the trailing Matt Baker. Great little break there. Knoxville did a nice job recovering from the turnover, but the Blue Demons did an outstanding job of getting the break going. And here's... Oh, I thought we had a charge here. I was going to say, nice job by Tanner Kellogg. Got himself set in there as Chase Higginbotham was coming in for the layup. Tanner Kellogg had himself set early on that, was standing there waiting for the contact. Might even had time. I think Johnny went got him a sandwich even so he could eat. Had the chance to eat that. But the ref thought nonetheless it was a blocking foul. So Chase Higginbotham will go for the free throw line for two free throws. Hits the first one. 36-29 is our score. 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Again, both teams represented well here by their fans, both from Knoxville and Albia. Chase Higginbotham hits the second free throw. So brings the score within six, 36-30, with just under 6 minutes in the third quarter. Baker brings the ball up, gets it to Zach Hugan. They set a little screen on the backside for Matt Baker, who sees a wide open Tanner Kellogg on the baseline. Shot goes up, doesn't go in. Tanner Wynn and Matt and Zach Hugan try to get the tip, but can't get it to come loose. Panthers able to control the rebound. Brings the ball up, Garrett Davis does. Drives to the middle, takes an extra little step, more than he needed, and caught the travel right inside in the paint. Turnover, brings the ball back to the Blue Demons. Hugan checks the ball in, gets it to Matt Baker, comes up, gets it to the near side to Tanner Wynn. Looks back to the middle to Zach Hugan. He tries to penetrate a little bit, nothing there. Kicks it to Tanner Wynn again. Sees a cutting Matt Baker on the far side. Puts up a nice shot, but doesn't go in. But Zach Hugan in there to control the rebound. Unable to get the put back. Rebound is controlled by Chase Higginbotham. Panthers bring the ball up. Try to get it there semi-quick, but the Blue Demons very quick to retreat and get back in a defensive position. Austin Luce guarding on the near side on Wallace. Wallace kicks it over to the top. Gets it to Garrett Davis. He's well guarded by Tanner Wynn. Good pressure there. Zach Hugan controls the rebound on the shot. On the shot by Davis. Tanner Wynn gets the ball. Oh, comes in. Tanner Wynn tried to get the kick out to Matt Baker wide open. And this time, Ryan Douglas is able to draw the charge. So Douglas able to get himself, I guess, established just a little more so there. Gets the charge on Tanner Wynn. Panthers will get the ball back. Blue Demons able to get the full court press put in place. See if they can't cause another turnover here for the Blue Demons. Panthers very patient on this press, trying to see what's open. The Blue Demons doing a nice job of moving and recovering. Nice hands by Tanner Wynn, able to knock it loose, and there's Matt Baker to pick it up. Again, another little turnover on that press. Matt Baker takes it right in. Little contact, no call on the shot. Ball comes rolling out. Loose, tried to chase it down. Turnover to the Panthers. Checking in, number 11, Bryce Zut, comes in for Garrett Davis. Again, the Blue Demons will have a chance to put the press in now on the dead ball here. Panthers get it in. They appear to be very patient in trying to break the press, but by the same time, you get really close to that 10-second call. Tanner Wynn at half court does a nice job of almost getting the ball deflected again. Gets it up instead to Ryan Douglas, puts up a shot, goes in and out of the rim. Foul. Call over the back. I think it was Austin Luce doing a very good job boxing out over there. Higginbottom was, it just came over the top on him. And that's you see that quite often on a bigger guy with a shorter fellow. But when you got somebody like Austin Luce who can box out as well as he does, you better go straight up because he will make you cause that foul. And he did just that, so the Blue Demons able to get the ball back. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. They still have the 36-30 lead. The Blue Demons on top. Been a very close game all night long. Demons working the ball around, going from side to side. Matt Baker sees a cutting Tanner Kellogg in. He gets him in the block, and Tanner's able to put it up and off the board for 2 points. Zach Hugan immediately steals the ball on the inbound. Does a nice job putting up the little four-footer. So getting some nice pressure on that press. Able to get some turnovers and get some good looks. Another turnover there by the Panthers. Tanner Wynn picks it up, sees Matt Baker for three on the far side. Good shot in and out. Tanner Wynn gets it, rebounds, kicks it back out to Baker, who swings it to the top of the key to the Tanner Kellogg, TK for three. Gets a couple quick buckets by the Blue Demons. I believe that's 7 points. Just bang, bang, bang. 43-30 is our score with 3:34 left in the third quarter. Knoxville's seen enough. They want a timeout to see if they can work on that press. We're going to take a short timeout as well. Again, 43-30 is our score. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country 96.7, your station for sports in Iowa.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Johnny screaming there on the intake, I think, or maybe Michael Jackson. Anyway, we got 43-30 as our score here. Blue Demons had a nice little set there, got 7 quick points. Knoxville wanted a timeout. Blue Demons doing a nice job on a full court press, really causing pressure, making some bad passes. The Panthers are, and so the Blue Demons will take advantage. Tanner, the shot goes up, and Zach Hugan blocks the shot on the taller Ryan Douglas. Nice job there. Blue Demons attack right away with Matt Baker has the ball. Gets it to Luce, who gets it back to Baker. Little 17-footer up, and it's good. So all of a sudden, we got a nice little 9-0 run for the Blue Demons. And they've now extended their lead to 15 points, 45-30, with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Again, the Panthers trying to be patient on this press, but the Blue Demons are just waiting and letting things happen. Tip ball again by Tanner Wynn. What quick hands he's had on this press. Causes a bad pass. Austin Luce almost gets the steal. Able to knock the ball loose. Ryan Douglas is able to put it up for a little two-footer. So that's the first 2 points for a while for the Panthers. Gets them a 13-point lead for the Blue Demons. Baker drives in. Nothing there. Kicks it out to Zach Hugan. He tries to drive. Kicks it back out to Matt Baker. Matt Baker gets in and gets caught a little bit. Nice little sagging defense by the Panthers. And a little turnover for the Blue Demons. Panthers bring it back up. Panthers get the ball set in their offense here. Luke Smith gets the ball, swings it over to Wallace on the far side. Nothing there, so he kicks it back out to Bryce Zut. Zut looks inside to Higginbottom, a little pass, and he tries to get it out. Zut does. Nobody out there, so a turnover for the Blue Demons. We have Mason Cox and Ryan Sarver checking in for Tanner Wynn and Austin Luce. Getting players right now, Mason Cox, Ryan Sarver, Tanner Kellogg, Matt Baker, and Zach Hugan for the Blue Demons. Going on a nice little run for the Blue Demons. Had a 6-point lead, and that was the largest for the longest time. Now we're up to a 13-point lead. Getting a chance to get the, some reserves in here, which do a phenomenal job for the Blue Demons. That's really what we need, is that 7-8 lineup deep there. Tanner Keller is feeling it. Drills a three-pointer almost out from the NBA line there. Hits another three. Good job for him. We've got 48-32. Just a great activity. Zach Hugan, oh, he was working hard on top there, trying to get the ball. Just came over the top, unfortunately. Just came across the wrist there on Bryce Zook. Jake Stearns checks in for the Panthers. We saw Joe Stearns, his brother, earlier in the first half. Believe they're twins. They are very well-made, stocky build boys. In fact, here comes the other one. Joe Stearns getting ready to check in as well. Get the ball working into Higginbottom. Can't feel any way to get himself open on the shot. Tanner Kellogg doing a nice job defensively on him. Ryan Douglas gets the ball up top. Tries to take Zach Hugan on the dribble. Zach very quick, able to stop him from penetrating very deep at all. Matt Baker tries to help with a little steal. Nothing there. Mason Cox well defended, but there goes a shot. And there's Tanner Kellogg with another board. Having a great night on the boards here. Matt Baker attacks to the rim. Gets contact, knocked to the ground, but no call there. Panthers able to control the rebound. Higginbottom gets it up to Garrett Davis. Sees Joe Stearns in the far side. Jake Stearns gets the shot up. Nothing there. Rebound controlled by the Panthers. Shot goes up by Davis. Garrett Davis is fouled in the act of shooting by Mason Cox, who had just checked in. So Panthers will get two free throws. Again, 48-32 is our score. We are under a minute in the third quarter. Under a minute in the third quarter, Blue Demons have a 16-point lead, but the Panthers have two free throws coming. Garrett Davis' first one's a little short there, just didn't get his legs underneath. Again, can be a little difficult here with the changes of scenery with the depth and everything that's created here in an arena, as Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Again, Joe Stearns, you might have heard the buzzer, came in for Chase Higginbottom. So we've got both the twins, Joe and Jake Stearns, for Knoxville in now. Rebound or shot no good on the free throw. Tanner Kellogg again controls the board, gets to Mason Cox, who pushes the action, gets to Matt Baker. And that's just the case. Matt just had 1 foot just barely, heel bailing on the outside out of bounds. And that's a case where, again, when you're just it's a little big hair, you kind of lose track of where the dimensions are. It's a little different than being in a gymnasium. So, unfortunately, Matt was just stepped out of bounds. Press being in place by the Blue Demons, though. Joe Stearns brings it up. Able to get there, but he's double-teamed. A little trap there on the elbow extended. Has to reset the offense. Gets it up tight to Garrett Davis. Sees Jake Stearns. Gets it to his brother, Joe Stearns. Pounds it inside. Nothing going there. Mason Cox able to control it. And then the Jake Stearns tries to put a little pressure on Mason Cox, just a little too much body. Two very well-made seniors, I would say, John. John Flattery here helping me with the stats. They are very stout young men, and they're very strong. But Mason Cox is able to control the ball and get the foul. Ryan Sarver checks the ball in, gets to Matt Baker, who walks it up the court, gets across half court, sees Mason Cox on the near side. See Zach Hugan, the Blue Demons, content to kind of pull out the offense a little bit here, take a little time off, 16 seconds, want to get one more shot before the quarter. So they're not looking to get anything until about the 10-second mark, which we have just now hit. Matt Baker will try to get something going. He's got dribble there. Tanner Keller gets it. Little pick and roll there, gets it back to Matt Baker, drives up, little roller, and it drops. And that will be the final points of the quarter. 50-32 is our score. Blue Demons have really extended that lead. You're listening to special coverage of Blue Demon basketball up at Wells Fargo Arena. Albie Blue Demons 50-32 after three quarters. You're listening to 96.7. We'll be right back after this short timeout.
Listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Albia Blue Demons taking on Knoxville Panthers at a special venue in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. Albia has a 50-32 lead after three quarters. Had a 20-4 quarter for the Blue Demons. What a great stretch for them. Second quarter, Knoxville actually won the quarter 16-12. So Albia was kind of getting a close game, two-point game at half. But, boy, they really came out firing on the second half here. We'll see what they can do. Blue Demons control the possession to start the fourth quarter. Very patient, working the ball around as we've seen. Try to penetrate when it's there and kick it out if it's not. Tanner Wynn goes in, initiates contact, and able to draw the foul. It's on one of the Stearns brothers there. But that's just what the Blue Demons like to do. They like to extend that defense out and try to drive to that free throw line. Either take a shot or kick it out. Tanner Wynn could feel the pressure coming on, so he went ahead and tried to get the shot off. Got the two-foul shot. Goes up for the first one and makes it. Nice job out of Tanner Wynn. Tanner Wynn wearing number 41, a little special edition for him. He brought out the special jersey instead of 13. He went with 41 today. Tanner Wynn's second shot up and just misses off the rim there. So 51-32 is our score here. Panthers able to get the ball up quickly. They don't want to see more of that pressure from the Blue Demons in the full court. Worked the ball around. Nice little jump shot by 44 Ryan Douglas, but nothing doing. Austin Luce controls the board, gets it up to Zach Hugan at half court, who drives into the lane. Goes up for a nice little layup, misses, but there's Tanner Kellogg with the putback. He misses. Good little drive and possession, but just couldn't get the ball to roll by either Zach Hugan or Tanner Kellogg. Garrett Davis brings the ball up for the Panthers, gets it to Luke Smith on the near side. Luke tries to drive a little bit. Matt Baker harassing him, tries to get the steal, nothing there. Gets it over to Jake Stearns for a long three, nothing going there. Tanner Kellogg tries to get the board, but Jake Stearns out, hustles him for it. Ball rolls off of Austin Luce underneath there. Still controlled out of bounds, but it's controlled by the Panthers. So it's just a little flurry of activity. Panthers trying to be more aggressive as they find themselves losing 51-32. Again, the Blue Demons came out after half, after a two-point half, came out with a 20-4 run. Really took control of this game, really got a nice little lead for him. Panthers set to check the ball in. Matt Baker gets a Jake Stearns, not paying attention, steals the ball right, picks his pocket, pushes the action, gets to Austin Luce with the left-handed bucket on the layup. Great job by Matt Baker to rip the ball from Stearns' hand, then force the action and sees Austin Luce, who's just right there running stride for stride on the opposite side to get that nice layup. Panthers are finally able to break the press, but once again, the pressure too much for him. As the Panthers shuffles his feet a little bit, that was Luke Smith, shuffles his feet and causes the turnover for the Panthers. So Zach Hugan will check it in for the Blue Demons. Subs coming in. Get Ryan Douglas back in the game. Garrett Davis for the Panthers. Matt Baker walks the ball up, content to take his time to get a nice little look here. Blue Demons trying to extend the defense, see if they can find an opening to drive to. Tanner Wynn gets the ball, drives, kicks it out to Zach Hugan, who drives, feels the pressure, puts up the shot, no foul, but there's Austin Luce on the left side, on the weak side, to put it, the little put-back shot. Nice little bucket for Austin Luce, so the Blue Demons get two. Little four-court pressure coming in here. Jake Stearns gets a ball to him, puts up a nice three-point shot, and nails that. So they get it. Immediately, Panthers put their own press on a little bit. Very alert play by Garrett Davis. Zach Hugan just didn't get the pass high enough, and Garrett Davis was able to steal it. Puts up a little close shot, and Zach Hugan unfortunately had to foul him to keep him getting the easy bucket. So Garrett Davis will go to the line to shoot two with 6:05 left in the game. Albie has a 20-point lead. 55-35 is our score here. Davis takes the first one of the two shot fouls, gets a nice friendly roll, gets the first one. Again for the Blue Demons, have Matt Baker at point, have Zach Hugan and Tanner winning the guards, Luce and Kellogg is the forwards. Rebound or shot goes up, misses this time by Davis. Austin Luce controls the rebound, gets it up to Matt Baker, who finds, oh my gosh, Tanner Kellogg from long, from downtown 801 Grand. Hits the three-pointer, nice job. Gets another three. Tanner Kellogg is really feeling it, doing a good job. 58-36 our score here. Panthers able to break the press, but the Demons keep pressure on them. They don't give up on it. Garrett Davis takes a three from top of the key, misses everything. Good hustle play by number five, Nolan Wallace. Unfortunately, Austin Luce got caught on that as the ball's going out of bounds. Wallace flicks the ball back, goes off of Luce's head, and it stays Panther ball. Is a good little hustle play by Wallace, and nothing that anything that Austin Luce could do to kind of keep that possession to us. Panthers try to get the ball in and do get it to Hickenbottom on the near side. Sets it back up top. Oh, nice little up and under move for Garrett Davis, but nothing going there. Tanner Kellogg controls the board. I would only venture a guess that Tanner Kellogg is pushing that 20-board plateau again like he's been doing. And as he gets that rebound, Garrett Davis says, doesn't want him to get anything easy, so he slaps him across the wrist, gets called for the foul. This time, just a little token pressure by the Panthers. Matt Baker gets it, pushes the action. Nice little penetration, but dribbles back out. Dribbles in again, sees Zach Hugan on the outside, who kind of works it in there. Tanner Wynn kicks over to the other side, finds a wide open Matt Baker, gets it inside to Austin Luce, who's feeling it right now, goes up strong, but not able to get it over the outstretched arms of 44 Ryan Douglas, and the shot no good. Panthers control the board. We have 4:40 left in the game. Jake Stearns, another three-pointer, looked good, but nothing to him. There's Tanner Kellogg with the boards, controlling inside. Pushes the ball up himself, gets it to Tanner Wynn, who cuts inside, takes it to the hoop. Gets nothing going there, but not shot doesn't go in, but gets the foul drawn on him. And Tanner Wynn will go to, oh, no, I'm sorry, they called a charge. They called a charge on that one. They said that Jake Stearns was able to get himself set. Tanner Wynn, though, did a nice job driving the baseline. A little obstructed view from my point for sure, but I really thought he was able to get it in there, but the official at a much better angle than me said no, that was a charge that Jake Stearns had himself set. So the Panthers will regain possession of the ball. Score here, 58-36. The Blue Demons have a nice little 22-point lead with 4:30 left in the game. Stearns checks it in, gets the ball in to Garrett Davis. Full court press being implemented again by the Blue Demons. They're able to break that. Chase Higginbottom is able to get the ball at half court and break that press. Gets it over. Ryan Douglas back to Higginbottom, who's posted up. Bucket goes up and good. Austin Luce trying to put as much muscle as he can on him to keep him from getting inside too much, but it was just a little too much for the officials' liking. So Chase Higginbottom will get the basket and shoot the bonus or the extra shot, the old-fashioned three-point shot, the kind I'm most familiar with. And he gets it. So get nice little play for the Panthers. They're trying to put a little four-court man-to-man pressure on the Blue Demons. Matt Baker gets the ball, though. Very good with the ball. It's going to be hard to get him off his game on that dribble. In fact, does dribble by two defenders to get a ball in the front court. Tanner Wynn gets it on the near side, looks inside to Tanner Kellogg. Nothing open there. Skips pass over to Matt Baker on the far side. Matt drives in, puts up a little shot, a little off balance there, try to get it to go. Tanner Kellogg tips it, tries to control the rebound, gets it out to Zach Hugan. Zach can't control the ball. Ball rolls into Jake Stearns' hands, so the Panthers will get the ball back. With under 4 minutes to play, Panthers are driving. Garrett Davis drives into the hoop. Drives in, a little foul there as he's driving in, though, before the shot. So foul was on Tanner Wynn. We are in the bonus at this point. Tanner Wynn, though, did everything he could to stop the stop Garrett Davis from scoring. Now checking in is Jacob Motes, Paul Sr. for the Panthers. Been a while since we've seen him, one of the starters, but he hadn't played a whole lot the second half. So, again, Garrett Davis with a one-and-one situation. We're in the bonus. Sinks the first one, so we'll get the bonus. 58-40. Blue Demons have an 18-point lead. All generated by that third quarter where the Blue Demons went on a 20-4 run. Shot goes up and misses. Austin Luce had good position there, but unfortunately the gentleman who just hooked in, Jacob Motes, is able to get the tip. Gets the ball back, and the Panthers able to get the bucket. So the Blue Demons come back in, bring the ball up. Matt Baker does, sees, oh my, Austin Luce gets the ball and does a nice little bounce pass to Zach Hugan. Zach goes up, gets a lot of contact, but can't get the ball to drop. Nothing called, and the Panthers bring it right up quick. Garrett Davis sees Wallace on the far side, 3-point nothing good. Motes goes up, controls the board. Very active hands, very quick jumpers. Got very tall guys in there for the Panthers. Ball's batted around. Panthers able to keep possession. Davis gets it at the top of the key, sees Higginbottom, goes up for a little little shot on the block. Tanner Kellogg's not going to give anything free to him, so he fouls him. Chase Higginbottom will get two shots. Just looking over my shoulder here to see how many fouls Tanner Kellogg would have. He's just got two. So, you know, good shape here with 3 minutes left. Good aggressive play there. Tanner Kellogg fouled him pretty hard and checked with him, made sure he knew it wasn't trying to hurt him, but just not going to give him anything easy. Little smiles exchanged between both players. Chase Higginbottom misses the first one. Subs coming in for the Blue Demons. Now entering the Blue Demons version of the Twins. Not quite as stout, but very athletic. Ryan and Luke Sarver. So both teams have a set of Twins out there playing. Ryan and Luke Sarver, though, very good athletes. Sophomores just doing a great job this year for the Blue Demons. Tanner Kellogg controls the rebound. Chase Higginbottom able to miss or not make either one. Matt Baker looking upfield, but boy, a tipped a pass off of Matt Baker. Panthers able to control it. Also, Gabe Gravert checks in for the Blue Demons. So Gabe gets it, gets the rebound, controls it, gets to Matt Baker, who finds Ryan Sarver. No shot for Ryan, so he swings it back to Matt, who gets it to Gabe. Gabe works it back around and sees Ryan Sarver. Matt tried to get a shot, but the defense collapsed on Tanner Kellogg on the near side with a three, just in and out of the rim. Good-looking shot. Good ball move for the Blue Demons. Try to get a good look, and they did. Just not able to get the ball to roll. Panthers will bring the ball up. Try to get it inside. They're really concerting effort, trying to get into Chase Higginbottom. You know, they've got the size advantage between Higginbottom and Moats. Two guys who are probably standing, I'm going to guess, around 6'5". That's a third foul on TK. Two players stand about 6'5 against the Blue Demons, and we, you know, 6'1 is our tallest that we've got going in here. So they're really working a nice job trying to get it inside there. So Chase Higginbottom will go further line to shoot two. Hits the first one. 58-43 is our score. So the Panthers slowly working themselves back in. 15-point lead for the Blue Demons, but it had been as much as 22. So the Panthers are not going away quietly with 2 minutes, 25 seconds. Vic Sanders checks in for the first time, and Vinny Belt, senior, comes in. So Vic Sanders, the junior, comes in, gives a little break for the two of the starters, Matt Baker and Tanner Kellogg. Again, Coach Archer's and both teams trying to get some of the subs in here a little bit to give them a chance to experience the game at Wells Fargo Arena. So Chase Higginbottom will check out, and will come Austin Little, the sophomore. So Chase, or Gabe Graver, excuse me, gets the ball from Vic Sanders. We'll bring it up as the point guard now in for Matt Baker. Takes over in that position. Vinny Belt, the senior, gets a chance to get some time in here as well. Ryan Sarver puts up a shot. Nothing there, but there's Luke Sarver to control the board. Ball movement, great ball movement, trying to work it around. Gets it to Vic Sanders on the far side. He dribbles in, sees Gabe Graver, who drives in. Nice little penetration by Gabe Graver in two. Like to see the senior get in there, get some points, get his name in the book here. The senior chance to play at Wells Fargo Arena. Good job, Gabe Graver. Demons still working on that full court press. Vinny Belt on guarding, well guarded on 32, Trey Beeman. Good ball movement here for the Panthers. Trying to get around. Ryan Sarver well guarded out on top on Grant Pearson. Get the ball inside to Moats. Moats looks around, another big guy in there. Posts it in there, but Luke Sarver makes him get a ball around. Repost, Vic Sanders on it. Grant Pearson goes in. Shot doesn't go in. Hits just a little bit of the net, but able to save the Panthers are. Get it back into Moats again with that tall, long arms, going about 6'5 with some long arms in there. Able to get 2 points for the Panthers. Gravert again will bring the ball up. Sees Ryan Sarver on the far side. He checks the field, sees what's going on. Here comes Vic Sanders up on top. Sees Vinny Belt on the near side. Vinny swings it back to Luke Sarver. Luke moves around and gets again to Vinny Belt. Trying to see if we can't get Vinny maybe some points here, the senior. Get him a chance to get his name in the book, a couple points possibly. Luke Sarver gets in, sees Ryan Sarver posted up. Tries to get something there. Ryan's looking to work the ball around. Good ball moving on the Blue Demons. Vinny Belt puts up a nice three-pointer. Nothing there. Under a minute to play, Vinny Belt. No, they're trying to see if they can't get Vinny a shot here. See if we can't get him. Luke Sarver takes it in, initiates the contact, gets two shots. Nice little job out of Luke Sarver. Coach Archer's going to get a chance to get all his players in here. Really wants everyone to get a little time here. 44 seconds. Again, a nice job by the Blue Demons. 60-46 is the score. 14-point lead for the Blue Demons. Luke Sarver with two pair of free throws here on the shooting foul. Luke's first one goes up and good. Nice job for Luke. So the Blue Demons are getting all the subs in. I'll try to get them all called for you. Let's see. Nico Morris comes in, the sophomore, 6'5", sophomore. Aaron Ambrose comes in, one of the guards, comes in as junior. Colton Dorpinghouse, the sophomore, checks in. Blake Bear comes in, the freshman, gets a chance. And Dalton Peterson, the junior, 6'5", junior. So we've got some nice height coming in for the Blue Demons. Got two 6'5 boys coming in here for the Blue Demons. Get a chance here to get a minute to play at Wells Fargo Arena. So great job for them. Nice hands by Blake Bear, locked it loose. Now steal. No, they didn't. Tries to re-steal. Nico Morris and Blake Bear trapping him. Nico Morris with the block. No, the officials say just a little too much contact, but boy, nice active hands out of Nico. So not able to get the shot there with 32 seconds. He'll get his name in the book there. The foul will count just the same. Just really, really can't say enough about the school district getting this game organized. They've done this now for 3 years in a row where the Blue Demons and Lady D's get a chance to come up here and play. This is the third year for the Blue Demons. Had Nottoway Valley for 2 years, and now we've got Knoxville. So that's just a wonderful experience for these kids to see what it's like to play up here. Home of the state tournament. Give them a chance to really get a taste for this and really want to come back here and play for the state tournament. Blake Bear gets the ball now with under 30 seconds. Is the point guard, brings it up. Sees Aaron Ambrose on the near side, still running the offense, doing it real well. Just looks just as efficient as when the starters were in there, doing a great job with these Blue Demons. Ball movement, Aaron Ambrose, nice dribble drive, penetration, nothing there. Sees Colton Dorpinghouse on the far side for the skip pass. Dort brings it by, nice little ball movement, gets to Ambrose, quickly gets to Blake Bear. Ambrose drives in, really good ball handler, likes to dribble, get it in there, does a good job, kicks it right out to Blake Bear, little floater, nothing going, nice little shot though, but rims in and out, so the Panthers will get it. That is our ball game, folks, 62-47, the Blue Demons will take the win. Nice job, the Lady D's came a little short on their contest the first game. But it's been a great day for sports and Albion Blue Demons coverage. We're going to take a short timeout, give you a little wrap-up here in a minute. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country 96.7.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
No one wants to think about their own mortality, but pre-planning a funeral can be an important decision. After the passing of a loved one, there are often feelings of guilt, stress, and indecision, which can make planning a service difficult. Pre-planning allows the individual or family to make the decisions beforehand, with the benefit of time and guidance from your loved one to help honor their wishes. Tharp Funeral Home in Albia can help you pre-plan a service while being sensitive to your desires and to other considerations like cost. Contact Cody or Richard at 932-3129 at Tharp Funeral Home.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're
member owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albion Motor Company, right here in Albion, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the post-game wrap-up show. Having the Albia Blue Demons took on Knoxville Panthers up at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Blue Demons were able to come out on top with a 62-47 win. Great win for them. Great way to play. Finish up the Albia coverage of sports here at KIC. Thunder coverage doing a great job here for all sports coverage. Started off the day with some great sectional wrestling in Eddyville and Albia. Just great coverage there. Both programs doing good, as well as a lot of the area schools that were represented there. For Albia, we're able to advance Shadow Lesh and Bryce Lesh and Brett Lesh and Griffin Osing, Caleb White, Zach Davis, and Dalton Folkert. So great job with the Blue Demons. Seven wrestlers advancing on. Also within the Lesh and family, Jack Lesh, grandson of Ron and Cora Lesh in Grinnell, he also advances. So just a really good job there. Just great wrestling, great coverage by all the guys with Joe Millage in Eddyville and Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers in Albia. So great job. And Scotty Fry doing a phenomenal job trying to keep all of us in control here, doing a great job on the board back home. Our game again, 62-47, the Blue Demons win, led by Tanner Kellogg with 24 points on the night, followed by Matt Baker with 18. So a great job for them. And then some real balanced scoring. Austin Luce had 6 on some really nice fast break points. Zach Hugan, 6. Luke Sarver came in, got 4. Tanner Wynn got a free throw, and Gabe Graber came in, got a little bucket as well. So it's just nice job of them. For Knoxville, they did a good job trying to hang in there, but that third quarter proved to be too much for them. Chase Higginbottom led the Panthers with 13. Garrett Davis had 8. For the Panthers, Jacob Moats had six, and then and Ryan Douglas had six, and a bunch of other players had just a couple points here and there. So a good job for them. But can't say enough. Want to thank the Albion School District for hosting this for the kids, getting this put together. It's a great opportunity for these young guys and gals to come up here. The Lady D's, again, came up just a bit short in their contest this morning or this afternoon against Knoxville, but still a great and wonderful opportunity for them to be up here and be a part of it. Our coverage doesn't stop. We've got the Cyclones taking on Baylor here in a little bit, so we'll get to that later tonight. And, of course, the Super Bowl tomorrow. What a big contest that'll be. So, you know, your sports leader continues to lead, and that's just the beginning of it. We get into playoff action. We still got one more men's basketball, boys basketball game coming up here to finish the season. We've also got girls playoff action. I know I'm going to be down in Moravia on Thursday covering the girls playoff first round sectional. So we're going to be happy to bring you lots of coverage. So, folks, keep tuning in. Be a part of this. Southern Iowa, for that matter, Iowa sports leader, KIC Thunder Country, 96.7 with John Flattery. I'm Dan Stocker. We're up at Wells Fargo Arena for all the team here. Appreciate you listening to us. Thanks. Drive safe and have a great night.
All right, and thank you, Dan. It is 6:16 here on Thunder Country, KIIC. And as Dan said, it has been a full day of sports here on Thunder Country. Stay tuned at 7 o'clock. We will have Cyclones coverage. And as we joined the basketball game up in Wells Fargo, we didn't get a chance to actually do a complete wrap-up of the Eddyville Wrestling Sectionals. So here is that report as filed by Joe Millage.
This report from the Class 1A Sectional Wrestling Tournament at Eddyville, brought to you by Leffler Dirtwork, by Ford's Grill in Eddyville, also Cinef Auction Services, as well as Eddyville Lumber and First Iowa State Bank. Here are your results. Class 1A weight class, your champion is Briar Cochran of Moravia. Runner-up, Tyler Runyon of Van Buren. Those two will advance to districts next week in Pleasantville. Weight class 103, Megan Black from Eddyville is eliminated. Champion is Ryan Kale from Cardinal. Second place goes to Jonathan Hardy from Southeast Warren. They will advance. In weight class 120, first place goes to Jaron Glosser of Eddyville Blakesburg. He's your champion in 120. Runner-up is Jake Hunterdoss from Southeast Warren, and those two will advance. Weight class 126, your champion is Jacob Heisel of Van Buren. Runner-up Cody Brown of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, and he will also, those two will also advance. Now to weight class 132, your first place finisher, Blake Maroff from Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, with only one loss on the season, now moves to 38-1. Second place goes to Jeremiah Green of Sigourney, Kyoto, and those two wrestlers will advance to next week's districts. 138 weight class, first place goes to Jason Crosby of Eddyville Blakesburg, second place to Josh Parker of Southeast Warren. Weight class 145, first place to Tucker Black of Eddyville Blakesburg. And your runner-up is Josh Yoder of Sigourney, Kyoto. Weight class 152, first place goes to Austin Vogel of Pekin. Your runner-up is Wes Yoder of Sigourney, Kyoto. Now weight class 160, first place to Brett Wursta of Eddyville, Blakesburg. Your runner-up is Tyler Albert of Cardinal. Weight class 170, your champion is Cole Striegel of Sigourney, Kyoto. Second place goes to Ty Roush of Southeast Warren. And 182 weight class, first place champion is Dylan Pigsley of Eddyville. Second place is Dustin Miller of Cardinal of Eldon. And weight class 195, your champion is Ty Schneider of Southeast Warren. Second place goes to Trenton Conger of Pekin, and those two advance. 220 weight class, your champion is Chance Wursta of Eddyville. Second place goes to Tate Van Dyne of Wayne of Corydon. And your heavyweight class 285, your champion is Dylan Conley of Moravia. Second place goes to Tucker Fowler of Sigourney, Kyoto. Those are your individual results. Those wrestlers will advance on to Pleasantville next week, where we'll be live as well. Here are your team results for tonight, as we have them at this moment. Eddyville Blakesburg comes out on top, 251 points. Sigourney, Kyoto, 165. Southeast Warren is third at 144. Cardinal, 106 points. Van Buren is next with 89. Pekin has 88 points. Moravia coming in seventh with 76 points. And Wayne in last place with 38 points. That is Class 1A's rundown. Appreciate all of our sponsors for helping us bring these to you this week, including Leffler Dirtwork, Ford's Grill in Eddyville, Cinef Auction, Eddyville Lumber, and First Iowa State Bank. And we'll see you next week in Pleasantville for Class 1A. And Jason Summers and Joe Sinclair will have Class 2A live from Knoxville. From Eddyville, Joe Millage on Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, and thank you, Joe. And don't forget, at 7 o'clock tonight, just here in a few minutes, we will be bringing you the live Iowa State Cyclone game versus Baylor. That game will get underway in just a few minutes, but we have another busy sports week here on Thunder Country KIIC. Tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday, we will be bringing you the live Super Bowl coverage here on Thunder Country KIIC. Pre-game action will get underway around 2 p.m. with the game to follow. On Monday night, ISU versus Oklahoma will be here on the airwaves, and on Tuesday, we will be bringing you regional wrestling duels. That location is yet to be determined, but we will get that information out to you as soon as it is released. Congratulations to the Appy Blue Demon Wrestling team on a second-place finish today in sectionals. And on Thursday, as Dan Stocker mentioned before he left the air, Mormon Trail at Moravia, that'll be the first round of regionals. We will be bringing you that game at 7 p.m. on Thursday. And then next Saturday, another full sports day here on Thunder Country KIIC with live district wrestling action from Knoxville for Class 2A and Pleasantville for Class 1A. And then the nightcap at 7 o'clock will be the Albia at Davis County girls basketball game for their regional basketball as well. Don't forget, Cyclones at 7 o'clock. But until then, let's enjoy some classic country here on KIIC Thunder Country. And thank you all for listening on this Super Sports Saturday.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.